Okay, so Xiaomi just published something on harness evolution, and I need you to tell me if this is real or if it's the kind of thing that sounds incredible on an ArcSiv abstract, but collapses the moment you try to ship it.
That's such a Vince opening, I haven't seen it yet, so lay it out.
Harness X. The core claim is that your AI harness, the scaffolding, the prompts, the tool integrations, memory, control flow, can rewrite itself mid-task without you touching the model. And it does this through an RL engine called AAGIS that treats the harness as a first-class modular object.
Okay, that's not crazy. We've been saying for months that harness engineering is the real bottleneck, and isolation is killing it.
Right? So the numbers are wild. Quinn, 3.5 to 9B, the small open model, gets a plus 44% jump on embodied planning. Across 15 model benchmark combinations, average gain is plus 14.5%. And when they fine-tune the model on the execution traces from the harness evolution, another plus 4.7% on top.
Smaller models benefit the most. That part I actually believe. If your harness is holding you back, scaling the model won't fix it.
Exactly. And there's a concrete example in the paper. On Gaia, the agent kept timing out scraping Wikipedia because the tool was using a headless browser. HarnessX analyzed the traces, diagnosed it, wrote a new tool that hits the MediaWiki API instead. Swapped it in. Problem solved.
That's a trace-to-code rewrite. That's real work. But here's where I'm skeptical. AAGIS is framing harness optimization as an RL problem. You know what that means?
Reward hacking, catastrophic forgetting, under-exploration.
All three. And they built a four-stage pipeline to prevent it. Digester, planner, evolver, critic, and gate. The critic is supposed to catch reward hacking.
So they're defending against the exact failure modes that tank RL systems in the wild, which means they probably hit them.
Probably. But the defense is mechanical, full trace observability, deterministic gates, multi-stage pipeline. That's not vibes, that's engineering. I'm less worried about the mechanism than I am about whether this is actually the right RL formulation.
What do you mean?
Harness optimization is not naturally an RL problem, it's a code search problem with constraints. You're not optimizing a policy, you're rewriting symbolic components, tool definitions, control flow logic, memory schemas. The RL framing lets them leverage GRPO, which is cool, but I'm not convinced it's the right lens.
Fair. But they're using cross-harness GRPO to train the model on execution traces from different harness versions. That forces the model to learn strategy shifts, not just prompt phrasing. That part clicks for me.
Yeah, that's the co-evolution win. Model sees a harness that uses a new API endpoint, learns to use that endpoint, not just prompt tuning. I'll give them that.
So here's my read. The mechanism is sound. The numbers are real. But I have no idea who actually ships this. This is research stage. The product story is completely open.
I'd say 60-40 on this staying a paper. The teams who are already building agentic RL harnesses will see the value immediately. Everyone else will look at the four-stage AAGIS pipeline, the trace infrastructure, the RL training loop, and go back to handcrafting because it's faster to ship.
And we didn't do a full fact-check rabbit hole on this one. Field moves fast, details go stale, so if something sounds surprising, go.
The co-evolution part only works for open-weight models, though. If you're using Claude or GPT, you get the harness wins, but the model doesn't see the execution data. That's a hard limit.
Which is maybe the whole game. Open-weight models become viable because harness engineering levels the playing field. Proprietary APIs stay locked out of the feedback loop.
That's the forcing function. But I'd put 70% on teams with proprietary models just accepting the ceiling and shipping anyway. Harness optimization is nice. Shipping on time is mandatory.
Okay, so the mechanism is real. The numbers are solid. But adoption is the question. Sound right?
Yeah, and if it does ship, it's going to be through open-weight agent frameworks, not enterprise proprietary stacks.
Which means vibes shift towards smaller models. I'm not mad about that.
You never are.